Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. It's Wicked Pisser Radio.
This is Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm!
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm! Sound the general alarm! Off to the deck!
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say, yeah.
WMFO, MF at 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box. Back after another week of being off to do stuff. I'm here, and hopefully you are enjoying today's start of the show. I already see that there are some people on the Strike the Box radio show group on Facebook, so if you'd like to join and chime in, please do. There's room for everybody. We don't discriminate. Unlike some people at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Anyways, we just finished up with the original version of We finished up with Bobby Fuller's original version of I Fought the Law. The song was originally done by the Crickets back in, I think, 1960? 58. Okay. Bobby Fuller originally recorded it in Texas around 1965. And then he re-recorded it and became famous and died. So there's your history on Bobby Fuller and I Fought the Law. The Beatles. That's who we started out with in today's show. A Hard Day's Night. From their Hard Day's Night soundtrack off of the United Artists. Because it has been a few hard days and nights going on around here. Walker Brigade, brand new music, VD Doll. Voodoo Doll, but it's VD Doll. That's actually the alternate version if you get the CD called If Only from Big Stir Records that will be out this month. Again, it's Walker Brigade, VD Doll. That was the alternative version. On the If Only from Big Stir Records. You know the rules, it's 2 hours of freeform radio, anything and everything. Trying to squeeze in as much new music as I can without disrupting the balance of the show. Because we go back and forth, all over the place. Who knows what you'll hear. If you'd like to try and call in, 855-915-WMFO, it's 855-915-9636. But if I don't pick up, it's probably because I'm looking for stuff. And you can make a request via the Facebook Strike the Box Radio Show group. All right, enough of me. Let's get back into some music. How about some Jenny V with her cover of a Go-Go song, I think. Coming up next.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you read the paper? Have you seen the papers? They say that the Führer is still alive.
Thread on his life, they had to move quick. They removed his head, but not his prick. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. Life-giving liquids keep his brain alive, though. He shouts to the driver and he says, let's go! He doesn't comb his hair, but it looks real neat. He's ruling the world from the back seat. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. He's riding around in the back of a staff car. His body's gone, but his head's in a glass jar. A thread on his life, and they had to move quick. They removed his head, but not his prick. No, no. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain. They saved Hitler's brain.
will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Is it?
CD number one is very noisy, if you can hear it in the background. Well, we just finished up with some Big Al Staggs with Dummy 80 Yummy. Or no, Dummy 80 Gummy. Gummy Dummy 80. I could use some gummy bears right now. Special ones that some of my friends eat. No, I can't eat those. Anyways, Chuck stopped by, so big hello to Chuck. He's got a request that I think is coming up in the next set here. Always good to see Chuck. His show will be on at 2 o'clock on down the road there and down the dial at 81.1. WMB. Like I said, I need some gummies. We started things with this set with some... Where did we start? Jenny V with Beatnik Beach from the Return to the Valley of the Go-Go's. That's a compilation of Go-Go songs, as far as I know. She is married to Big Jim Slim of Stray Cats, if I remember correctly. Bill Kelly told me that one. Hopefully I remembered it. I don't know. Susie and the Banshees with Hong Kong Garden from The Scream. The deluxe version, because that was from the John Peel show. Some Sam and Dave with You Got Me Hummin' from their album Double Dynamite, released back in 1996. Not 96, 66. Good God, Chris. Unnatural Acts, They Shaved Hitler's Brain. Off the compilation Do-It-Yourself Mass Ave, The Boston Scene, off of Rhino Records. That 45 originally released back in 1978. All right, let me get this public service message out of the way here. Hey, children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Yeah, don't put the pink in with the whites on hot. Okay. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy, and when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the United Way, the Ad Council, and this station, WMFO. And happy birthday to Justine Colvault of Justine the Unclean. Let's play them next, please, before I just lose my mind. We'll be right back.
but there's no denying.
Hold on a second. This was the version. It should tell you that it's a live version. No. Wait. That's what happens when you take a phone call and you mess up. All right, let's try hitting this one. Here you go, Chuck. There we go.
You may find your
So Heidi had a request, so I want you to go back in time here. Let's go back to Berkeley Street. We're at the Boston Tea Party right now, and we're going to tune into some Orpheus next here on Strike the Box.
Fit 'em in a book of a thousand pages, yeah. So many people say that I couldn't tell a lie, couldn't tell a lie in a thousand ages.
Time to tell you.
We just finished up with some Abby Barrett. It's continuing. It's just continuing. Abby Barrett with Better Machine from her brand new LP, I Will Let You Know, that you can get on Rumbar Records. And Abby is actually going to be at Atwood's Tavern next Friday on the 13th. Friday the 13th. 877 Cambridge Street. Abby Barrett. So please check her out. It's an awesome, some might say an EP. I'm just going to say it's an LP. It's got 7 songs. The first song, I Will Let You Know, I actually have a clean version of that because the LP version, I'm not supposed to play on the radio. So, there you go. We started things off with some Justine and the Unclean, because it is Justine's birthday, with some, we played Margaritas and Secondhand Smoke off the Rumbar Records Winter Sampler, 2019. And I think it's off of Get Unclean, maybe? I have it a couple of versions. Anyways, happy birthday, Justine. The Monkees with Words. We played the mono version off of Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited, 1968, from Colgan's. Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. It's off of the compilation The Best of the Talking Heads. Eventually, I will clean up this this playlist so that it'll represent where they actually came from and what year they actually came out, not just so much compilation. Orpheus, I Can't Find the Time. That comes off of a compilation I have called The Best of the Boston Sound. That song originally released in 1968. Now, there's two versions I've noticed of this song. One I played, which is a little over 3 minutes, and then there's a version that's just under 3 minutes. So I played the version that I know. And Heidi wanted to hear that, so glad I could find that. And as I said, we finished up with some Abby Barrett. Now, Friday night, which is tomorrow, no... Yes. Yeah, tomorrow is Friday night. Friday, Chris. May 6th at the Thirsty First Tavern and Grill will be Kid Gulliver. So let's play some Kid Gulliver next on Strike the Box.
Killer. Now took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold-capped tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Hello, Smitty Smitty of Smitty Smitty and the Festones and the drummer in Little Billy Lost here on Strike the Box on WMFO Radio 91.5 FM. Listen up and enjoy.